Greatly glad that he was surrounded by such fine allies and carrying such unusual and powerful toys, and doubly glad when he saw the next enemies charging fast into the fray, a trio of horrid abominations, half-huge spiders that the halfling knew were far beyond him, with or without his toys. The drow battled wildly, stabbing up with her knife, but Gwenevar caught her arms in curling claws and held her firmly as the panther's back claws went into a swift rake. One feline foot caught hold, and the sheer power of the cat pulled the drow from her defensive curl. Fine armor this one wore, but the claws caught hold repeatedly and tore at the supporting leather straps, loosening the various mail pieces and allowing Gwenevar's next rake to take a bit more flesh. The drow tried hard to break free, throwing herself to the side, and Gwenevar did retract the claws of one paw. If the drow thought it a small victory, the hope was short-lived, though, as that paw came down upon her face, claws extending, hooking. A heavy blow struck Gwenevar in the flank, throwing the cat around sideways. She went with the weight of it, roaring in pain and anger, and tugged her claw free, taking the drow's face with it. Before she had even settled, Gwenevar slashed across, snapping the long spear that had embedded in her flank, and sprang away fearlessly, flying into the torso of the intervening drider. The creature closed up to accept the hit, and brought its half-spear in to batter the cat. The panther drove on, kicking and clawing and biting, her maw always snapping for the drider's face, forcing it back, back, until Gwenevar could scale a bit higher and drive a bit harder, and the tangled combatants rolled over in a thrashing heap. The drider cried out for help, but no goblins would go near this deadly cat, and suddenly there seemed to be few dark elves around. The drider cried out again, but found that it was yelling right into Gwenevar's mouth as the panther bit down powerfully upon its face. "Split them, girl!" Brunner called, and Catty Bree was already deep into her spellcasting. She stepped up between Brunner on her right, Regis on her left, and with Wulfgar to the left of him, and sent a line of fire running out from her extended hands right at the drider in the middle of the approaching trio. The targeted drider screeched and tried to go to its right, for the fury of the wall of fire burned out the other way. But just as the spidery creature came free of the blinding flames, Aegis Fang crashed against it, jolting it and stunning it, and driving it back the other way, back into the conflagration. Catty Bree fell back and moved behind Brunner as he broke out to the side, and she began casting immediately. On came the drider on that side, the hot side of the firewall, and out charged Brunner to meet it. The dwarf slid in low on his knees, under the creature's stabbing long spear, and he cracked his axe against the hard exoskeleton of the monster's front leg. Up came his foaming mug buckler, turning aside another spear stab, and Brunner hit it again. Then the dwarf leaped back, blinded and surprised as a lightning bolt sizzled over his head, slamming his opponent and staggering the drider backward. Catty Bree had forked that bolt, Brunner realized, for behind his opponent came the middle drider, batting at the stubborn flames that curled and ate its skin. The force of the lightning bolt jolted the distracted creature backward, its trailing legs collapsing, and down it went, halfway to the floor, the hungry flames still biting. Brunner put his feet under him and reversed his momentum, thinking to charge right back in. He felt Catty Bree's hand on his shoulder, though, and heard the woman casting another spell. Then he felt light on his feet. So light. And Catty Bree easily lifted him into the air and threw him like a living missile, the levitating, floating dwarf soaring in at the still staggering drider. Now Brunner was up close, above the spidery body, and too near for the drider to properly bring its spear to bear. The abomination bit at him instead, but tasted only the edge of a sturdy buckler, followed quickly by the notched head of Brunner's swinging axe. Across the flame wall came the largest of the three abominations, a heavy mace in one hand, huge trident lifted in the other. Ignoring the small halfling, the monstrous creature veered for Wulfgar, who was apparently unarmed, stabbing with its trident. The barbarian dodged back, then dived and tried to roll away, but down came the trident, diving in and through his boot, into and through his foot. He growled in pain and tried to twist around as the spider legs came over him, as the heavy mace lifted above him. And as Regis flew in from the side, leaping and shooting his hand crossbow, and not with a poison-coated bolt this time, for he doubted that any poison would affect this abomination, he used his prototype dart from Catterley's old design with a tiny vial of oil of impact set in its center within collapsible bars. The dart hit, to little effect, then crushed in on itself, smashing the vial. The oil of impact exploded and the Drider staggered, but the dart didn't have quite the effect Regis had hoped, startling the Drider more than hurting it, for the explosion was not properly shaped, and the bulk of its force came back the other way, throwing the back end of the broken quarrel across the room the other way. Regis didn't slow. Wulfgar couldn't afford any hesitance on the halfling's part. He leaped at the Drider and lived up to his nickname of Spider, scrambling up the leg to stab at the drow torso with his fine rapier. This time he did hurt the creature, he learned, and painfully, as the Drider yelped and let go of the trident pinning Wulfgar, freeing up its hands so that it could slap Regis aside. The halfling flew back and tumbled when he landed, avoiding serious injury, and as he came around, he thought to put his feet back under him and charge right back in. That thought flew away, however, for the Drider proved much quicker than he had anticipated, and before he ever got back to his feet, Regis found the monstrous beast towering over him, front four legs lifted as it reared, rising up to gain more momentum for a two-handed, crushing chop of that huge mace. Down it came, and Regis fainted away before it ever hit him. Mercifully. They came in at him left and right simultaneously, each with two swords leading the way. Worse, the drow on Drizzt's right stabbed and slashed alternately, while the one to his left sent his swords into a rolling motion. Drizzt's hands worked independently, vertical parries to his left, alternate blocks to his right. Every hit of metal on metal rang out as a testament to the skill of Drizzt O'Urden. For these were no novice fighters before him, and a duo of dark elves who had obviously battled side by side many times in the past. But Drizzt wasn't gaining any ground here, and it was all he could manage simply to keep those deadly blades away. He looked to his friends for help, but saw the firewall and the monstrous Driders. He looked to Gwenivar, but she too was locked in mortal combat, a broken spear hanging from her flank, a Drider battling her mightily. Overrolled the blades of the dark elf to Drizzt's left, but out of the roll came one thrust low, and Drizzt had to lurch and slap Twinkle down low to deflect the cunning attack. And in that lurch, he found an insurmountable disadvantage to the right, as that warrior stabbed low, forcing a similar downward block, then double thrust, one blade high, one blade low. Too fast. Drizzt had no way to block, he could only dodge. But in the tight press, that meant